The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Shut up! I'm listening to the Next English Podcast.
You're listening to the Next English Podcast, a podcast for English learners at B1, B2 and C1 levels.
Hello everyone, how are you doing? No, I'm not dead yet. I'm still alive and kicking. And I am here for you with another podcast, with a podcast for everyone, with a free podcast. Isn't that brilliant? And today I'm talking to none other than Michael from the Level Up English podcast. Michael is an English teacher from the UK and he has got the podcast that I've just mentioned, the Level Up English podcast. Obviously, you can find it anywhere where you look for your podcasts and subscribe to Michael's podcast. I highly recommend you do that because it's a very, very good and established, well-established podcast as well. Before I play you this episode, though, I would like to deal with some admin. I've got a few things here on my list that I need to address. Number one, you may have noticed recently that I don't publish the podcast as often as I used to. And this is because I've got so many projects right now that it's just impossible for me to keep it up. However, I still keep publishing mini lessons for patrons every single week. So if you want to have more podcasts from me, it's really easy. Just go to podbean.com, find Zdenek's English Podcast and click Become Patron. You can become Zdenek's English Podcast patron for as little as $1 a month. There's a second way you can get to my mini lessons, and that's through the Achievers Chamber. What's the Achievers Chamber? It's a fantastic Discord group that I created for my students and for people who don't or can't afford one-to-one lessons with me. And it's a place where we basically have social events. There is one lesson a week as well. And the price is very, very nice. It's very affordable. You can find more information about it at teachersdenek.com on my website. On teachersdenek.com, I should say, on my website. And yeah, if you want to know more, just message me on any social media or send me an email as well at teachersdenek@gmail.com. So yeah, that's that. Now, you may know that I also have a YouTube channel, which you can obviously all subscribe to. It's Teachers Zdenek YouTube channel. And some of the podcasts that I record are published there as well. Plus, there is a live lesson that I do every Wednesday with one of the members of the Achievers Chamber. So if you want, you can see me teach there. And also every Monday, I've been recording Learn English Through Football live shows, which I think are great. I believe the kind of guests that I have there and the sort of passion that we all have for football, it shows, it comes through. So don't forget about that. Obviously, the Premier League has just finished. So I think I'm going to take a little break from this show. However, you can watch the previous shows if you want. And I'm already thinking about a new concept for the next season. I want to change things around a bit, see who wants to get involved, which of my regular guests would like to sort of get involved in this. So if you have any ideas or suggestions, let me know. Another thing here on my list is a meetup. So probably on the 18th of June. It looks like it's going to be on the 18th of June. I'm going to do a meetup. It could be on the 17th of June as well. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's why I'm saying probably 17th or 18th of June this year. I'm doing a meetup in Prague, and this is for the listeners of my other podcast, because I've got a podcast in Czech for learners of Czech as well. And so if any of you would like to meet me there, I don't mind if we have people who don't speak Czech there. That's totally fine. So all Zepsters, or all of you that are from around, feel free to send me an email, and I'll give you more details. But I'm not officially announcing it here. I'm not telling you the details, because I think primarily this is a meetup for listeners of my other podcast. But you're free. What's going on today? You are free to join, of course. And the last thing I want to talk about is my new mixer. That's right. One of the listeners sent me a mixer. I cannot believe it. It's a decent mixer. It's called Mauno. And I think it's fantastic. You may have noticed that my sound is a bit better, and there are a few things I can play around with, such as I can change my voice.
So now I'm speaking like a female, or I'm not sure. It doesn't seem that female to me, but...
How about this? Now I'm supposed to be a male, and...
Now I'm talking like a baby. And
now I'm a robot. So, yeah.
And if I accidentally swear on this podcast, I can beep myself out. So, yeah. How fun, right? Yeah, I've got 8 buttons here that I can preset as well. So I can pick my own, basically MP3s, my own sounds, and upload them onto my mixer, and then use it during the recording. I can also play the music easily from this mixer. I just plug in my phone. So it's a great gift from Andre, and I want to really thank you, Andre, for sending this to me, because it's going to make things more fun for me when I record my podcasts and YouTube shows. So thank you very much for donating the mixer to the podcast. Yeah, and that's all. Now, without further ado, have fun listening to this podcast that I've recorded with Michael. Cheers. So, hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Zdenek's English Podcast. I'm recording this as a podcast, but you can also find it as a video on my YouTube channel called Teacher Zdenek. And my guest today is none other than Michael from the Level Up English Podcast. Hi Michael, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm really good. I'm hot in the UK today, but I'm happy to be here.
It's a bit colder here, I've already told you. So, surprised England, which is often known for, let's say, dodgy weather, is doing much better today.
I think we've got our week of summer right now. It'll be over soon, but for now it's good.
Let's hope it stays for a long time. So, good to have you here, Michael. Let's talk about your podcast. So, first of all, I really like the name. I have to say, I have used this Level Up Your English, or You Have Level Up English. I've used this to advertise my board games course before. I think might have stolen it. I don't know if it was from you, but anyway, I like the name of your podcast. So tell us about it a bit.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, maybe it's a very stealable name, because it's not that unique perhaps. But basically it's been a weekly podcast for the last few years. I've never missed a week. Very proud of that. And every month I do one episode with a guest where we talk, it might be a teacher or an English learner, where we talk about different topics. And then the other episodes are just solo ones by myself. Mm-hmm. And it's all about English learning, how to learn a language more effectively. And more recently, I've been kind of going into more general topics, and anything that is interesting, I think. But I always do my best to relate it to an English learning audience. So I might kind of explain why I'm using some expressions and try to use some cool grammar within my topics. But, you know, the main thing is it's fun, right? That's my goal.
And it is fun. I'm a listener myself. I haven't heard all of your episodes, but it's in my podcasting app. And I've always meant to invite you onto the podcast because I think you're doing a great job. You're up there with other great podcasters, in my humble opinion, podcasters, teachers. So English teacher from the UK, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I'm from Cornwall in the southwest of England, living in London as we're recording now.
Yeah, my listeners know that I have a soft spot for London, obviously. I've lived there a few times. So where in London are you living?
I'm living in the southeast. I forgot east and west for a second. Southeast of London. Right on... It's really within walking distance to the countryside. So I could get a train 20 minutes to the center, or I can walk to the countryside. So for me, it's really perfect. But I spend a lot of time in the center because it's just so beautiful.
Yeah. So this is like we are talking because London is divided into several zones, right? So
yeah, like the boroughs.
Boroughs. Yeah, but what I meant was the zone. So zone one is the central London, right? And then you have zone two. And then there's zone six is on the outskirts, right?
I'm not so familiar with the zones because I know it's very useful when you are taking a train because zone will change your cost of the ticket. I never looked at the zone, so I assume I'm in like five or six, but I don't really know. I haven't checked.
Yeah. I guess it was always important for me because of this reason you're saying, because the price of the ticket changes. And also, I believe, like, the closer to the center you are, the more expensive the rent is, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I could never live there. But a really good tip I found, like, if you want, it's really cheap to travel from one side of London to the other. So if you go, like, zone six on the south to zone five on the north, it might cost like £2 or something. Oh. Because even though you're traveling for like an hour, the zone doesn't really change. So it's still super cheap. And I find that a great way to get around.
Nice. What a great piece of advice. Thanks for that. All right. But where were you born or where did you live before?
I've lived in quite a few places. I like to keep a bit nomadic just because I get bored of one place. And which is the very southwest kind of peninsula, I suppose, of England, of the UK. It's a Celtic region, like a bit like Wales or Scotland. Mm-hmm. So it has a kind of very unique culture down there. It does have its own language, which I'm learning, but not many people speak it these days.
Is it Cornish? Cornish?
Yes. Or? Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Very beautiful countryside, beautiful beaches. There's not really any like big cities there, very rural place. But yeah, I'm always very passionate about recommending people to visit. Mm-hmm. If they do come to the UK, don't just go to London. Take a train down, 5 hours maybe, but it's worth it.
Fantastic. What about an accent? Obviously, English or British accents are a huge thing, and we know there are a lot of them, and they're really variations in accents. Often we are talking about two cities that are really close to each other, like Liverpool, Manchester accent. So my question for you is, Michael, is there a Cornish accent then as well?
Oh yeah, for sure. And it does change a lot as well. Like where I grew up, there was a certain accent. And if you traveled 30 kilometers east, the accent will be different in just that short space of time. Or distance. And I might have some aspects of Cornish accent, but I don't think I sound very Cornish. I don't know why.
Let me guess why. You are a teacher.
No, even before I was a teacher, I sounded, well, I would say fairly standard, but people from other areas might disagree. But to me, it sounds normal. but I would say if you want to know what the Cornish accent sounds like, it sounds kind of like how pirates talk. So have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
For example, like if you think of, what's his name, Captain Barbossa, or these kind of pirates, they kind of have a lot of R's and that's kind of like Cornish accent, like
Rhotic, one of the Rhotic accents, right?
For sure. Yeah, like very strong R's down there. Lots of R's, but not many H's. So rather than come here, it's like come here.
Right.
So my grandma speaks like this, and it's really hard to understand her if you're not familiar with the accent. I believe that there was a lot of piracy coming from Cornwall, because it was like, it's one of the closest places to travel to, you know, across the sea to America. So yep. I think a lot of pirates came from Cornwall, which I guess is why the pirate accent maybe came from Cornish in some way.
Yeah. Well, the age dropping, it's quite a common feature for other accents too, like Cockney accent in East London as well. Mm. Yeah, so that's interesting. Nice. Yeah. So, Michael, like me, you are an English teacher, a self-employed English teacher with your own podcast and your own thing. You have a membership. Would you like to tell us more about it?
Yeah, sure. This is something I put almost all of my energy on these days. And I'm really happy to say that, because I love doing it. And it's connected to the podcast in some way. It's just called Level Up English Members, yeah. Level Up English Membership. And my goal there is to create a huge resource where everyone can learn English in this one place. So I've got so many things over there where I'm trying to provide more value. I do regular group classes every week where we get together and practice conversation with like a rough topic to guide us. I've also got like a private podcast there. I've got many, many pre-recorded courses to help for the IELTS exam, to improve your vocabulary, all that kind of stuff. I've got so much stuff over there, and it's I feel like I'm giving too much value. I mean, that's my honest opinion. I want to give too much value. I really want people to... I guess my main goal is to make English learning affordable for everyone, because I have a lot of students, or let's say followers, from certain countries where the difference in salary is just so huge. Where what I might have to pay in rent in London would be like 6 months in another country. So that just makes it impossible for some people to have English lessons. And a big goal for me is making it more affordable with a monthly payment, a low monthly payment, and they can join as many classes as they want to for no extra cost.
I love it, Michael.
Big motivation.
I love it. This is exactly what I'm trying to do as well.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So because I've heard some episodes of your podcast where you talk about it. So I could see there are some similarities in what we do. Which platform do you use for it? Because my membership group is on Discord. So which one do you use?
I use it seems to be specially designed for like online courses and memberships. It's called New Zenla.
Hmm.
If anyone wants to try it, let me know. I'll give you my affiliate link.
Yeah.
We can both make a bit more money from it. but yeah, it's pretty good. It's got everything built in, course features, live classes. It's quite handy to use.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great. And you also have a YouTube channel.
Yes. Just like you. Yeah. I've got two YouTube channels.
Oh.
One of them is just me. These days, it's often me doing stuff outside. So, I recently interviewed another teacher, Mona from Iran, and I interviewed her in the park in Greenwich Park in London, and we just had a chat about different topics. I quite often walk around London. I was kind of inspired by the pandemic because people were stuck at home. They wanted to travel, but they couldn't. So I thought I could bring English learning to the streets where I can take my camera out, walk around and teach things that I see. And then my other channel is just where I upload my podcast videos.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Great. So the name of those channels, one of them is the Level Up English podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the podcast one, obviously. And then the other one is just called Level Up English. Just same without the podcast in it. So hopefully it's not too confusing. But
great.
How are you going with your channel now?
The Discord one. I created a Discord group about 1.5 years ago, but that still exists. It's called Learning English Online, and it's a free group. Mm-hmm. It's an all right group, and it's more like a collaboration project. So there are some other teachers, people like you, who can promote themselves there. And occasionally they may have events. They may organize events if they want. But it's like open to public. So I don't know. I find the group that I created, the new one, the paid one, I find that it's more focused and it gives that people that accountability. Mm. And once they pay this membership fee, they feel kind of more pushed. It's not they don't have to show up for every single class or event, and they don't. But often you find that they actually do. And they maybe pick, because I've got different events there, so they pick those that they like. So I've got one about football. So we just have a chat for 30 minutes about football. That's something that only two guys join at the moment, and others don't ever touch it because they don't like football. Yeah, so that's what I like about this, because it's very creative. It gives you that freedom, and I think it's the future. I think it's the future, Michael, of our profession as well. Because as you said, like I do one-to-one classes as well. Yeah, but those are the most expensive ones, and as you said, not many people can afford it. And if they can, I still think that it's a fantastic thing to do, to be a member of such a community like yours or mine, because it gives you this sense of community, and it gives you those opportunities to make friends with international people. That's why we are learning the language, isn't it? To be able to make friends, to be able to communicate with others. Do you still find, Michael, that there are a lot of people who would just take that private lesson with you, and that's all they would do, and then they wouldn't speak English at all? That's all they would do. Do you sometimes come across such people in your life?
What do you mean by that? You mean take one private lesson, or take many, but then they don't practice outside the lesson?
Yeah, sometimes it's like they just want to talk to their teacher, but they don't realize that there is a lot of value in talking to other learners and learning from each other, and because they are equals, so it's a different kind of dynamic, different relationship, but it's equally important, in my opinion.
I mean, I'm thinking about myself. I'm quite guilty of this. I do have students who are like that, but I'm quite guilty of, like, I will talk to my teacher in my language learning. You know, I'm thinking of like Japanese, for example.
You're learning Japanese?
Yeah. I walked next to a Japanese lady in London yesterday. And I thought, oh, this is a good chance to talk to her. Like, I can ask if she needs help carrying her heavy suitcase up the stairs or something. Yeah. And I just got too much in my head, and I didn't say anything. I kind of missed my opportunity, you know. And I feel like as language learners, we should be more open to taking our practice into the world with other people, whether that is an online community or just with anyone you meet, if you can pluck up the courage. yeah, I think just relying on one teacher is not always the best thing to do. You've got to use them as like a, I guess, a jumping off board, maybe.
Exactly. Well, sometimes it's to do with priorities. So like people have different priorities, mm-hmm. and they can only, let's say, justify spending 1 hour with a teacher, and that's all they want to do. But then no wonder they are not making any progress, or their progress is super slow. Mm. Yeah. So what you should do instead is just play games together, play games online, or talk to each other and do stuff together, you know. So that's where these groups, the level up English group, mm-hmm. exactly. comes in. Or my it's called Achievers Chamber. So
I like that, Achievers Chamber.
I didn't know what to call it, so I asked. Well, it's actually one of my students helped me to create. I came up with this, but she kind of chose from the options I suggested. She chose this one.
Yeah, it sounds good for SEO. Like, there's not going to be many things with that name, so if you Google that, maybe that will come up first. You know,
might sound a bit like a cult or something. Achievers Chamber.
Oh, I would love to have a cult, so we can only dream.
Can create one.
I should rename it to Level Up English Cult. That should be the members version.
Why not, you know? Why not? All right, Michael. So, as always, I like to have topic in my podcast. And as I have a habit of asking my guests what they would like to talk about, so I did. I asked you what things you would be interested in, and I thought the topic of healthy living sounds quite good. So that's what I picked, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I love this topic. Yeah.
So I guess why do you love this topic?
Why do I like it? I think it just, a lot of people have the wrong idea about healthy living, and they think it's like, well, why should I waste my time exercising and being healthy now when, you know, we're all going to die anyway, right? What's the point? But I think the best attitude is just how it makes you feel in the moment. It's not about living the longest, but yeah. I just noticed the more I focus on eating healthily and exercising, the happier I am every day, the better mm-hmm. my mood is, the better work I can do. It really has like a knock-on effect for everything in my life. So I think it's got so many benefits in the moment, right?
So is it more about the process, the result, or could it be just simply because it makes you feel proud of yourself that you've done it and that you have done the right thing, you know?
I think it's the last one sounds about right. I feel proud of myself. I do like the feeling of constant like self-development, self-improvement, that there's always something to improve in, you know, your diet, your lifestyle, which is nice. And honestly, I do, this is a bit of a what's the word, my English is gone now, a bit of a embarrassing thing to admit, but I feel like I can be a bit smug. Maybe a lot of people can relate to this, but when I see people doing less healthy things than me, like people eating
hamburgers,
McDonald's every day,
and chips, and
I feel a bit like, I wouldn't do that. I'm healthier. But
yeah,
probably they're going to live longer than me, ironically, anyway. So I shouldn't feel that way.
Am I right in assuming that you didn't use that you used to be like them, that you didn't always? No,
not really. I wasn't really brought up with fast food, so I think I've had McDonald's like once in my life, maybe. Okay. And I just haven't had the habit of. My parents didn't raise me that way, but I mean, I used to have a lot of more like frozen pizzas and stuff like that. I definitely wasn't healthy as a child.
I bought frozen pizza yesterday.
Well, how often do you buy them? If that's not too
not very often. I just saw it in the fridge, the supermarket, and I thought, oh, there's a frozen pizza there. I bet Michael is going to talk about it on the podcast. let's buy it.
Well, for me, it's like once every 2 months. So I definitely have them. I'm not like a monk, you know.
Good. For a second, I thought you were a monk. So good. We talked about the cults, you know. So now monks.
I need the robe first. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. So what's the secret to living a happy life then? It's a big, big question, I know. But mm-hmm. what do you think is the secret? Like, what? Everyone's trying to kind of achieve that, right? Everyone wants to be happy.
Yeah. I like this question a lot. I'm really big into meditation, mindfulness, and that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of it is related to that. It's about living in the moment. I've noticed in myself, the more I think about the past or the future, the more anxious I feel, the less happy I feel, and it's kind of spirals down.
Yeah.
So the more I focus on meditation and just sometimes take a deep breath, look around me, that's when I feel happiest.
Because
we take things for granted, don't we? Like, I've got the beautiful sun coming through the window now, shining through the trees. And it's very easy to ignore that. But if you can be aware of the present moment, you have more appreciation for it, therefore more happiness.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Or do you have any, like...
Well, I hear this all the time. And everyone is right, but I never live by this. Because that's the thing. Like, I've always done sports, and I've got this competitive nature in me. Yeah? So I'm this, like... it's hard to explain.
Mm.
Like, for me... I'm the happiest when I can do sports and when I can really, like, sweat and, you know, like, hardly catch my breath and things like that. So I should do this, though. Like, I know. Like, I've got a friend, we play tennis, and he also always tells me about him doing meditation and all that. And it's strange, isn't it? Because we, like, when it comes to tennis... Okay, he's a little bit better than me, but it's not because of the meditation. It's because his father is a tennis player or something like that. But sometimes I beat him. So I'm like, so how does it help you then? Like, it doesn't help you in tennis. I guess it helps you in life that you are more, what's the word for it? Like a balanced, more balanced person.
Yeah. I mean, the way I see it, like, you know, we spend a lot of time exercising our bodies in the gym, in exercise, that kind of stuff. But no one really thinks about exercising their mind, which is, I would say, much more important, because the mind, was like the Buddha or someone saying, like, what you think you become, like, the mind is reality. Your mind is making reality, right?
That's right. Self-fulfilling prophecy and all that, right?
Yeah. A counterpoint, though, is, like, maybe if you're playing football, I imagine you're not playing and thinking about what you're having for dinner, or you're not thinking about the game you played last week. It might be like a meditation in itself, you know?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But with these meditations, like, and yoga and things like that, I know I should do it. When it comes to flexibility as well, I should be more flexible. I'm too stiff. Sometimes my body is too stiff.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
So I should do this more. Stretching and all that, and meditation, I think it can be connected, like breathing properly and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, as you said, like forgetting about what's happening around you. So sort of having that, what should I call it? Like void or in your head for a limited amount of time, and it will sort of like cleanse you or something like that. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think so. I would say it's a common misconception, though, that people, I'm no expert, by the way, this is just my interpretation, but people often think that meditation has to be emptying your mind, which is impossible. Your mind is always thinking. You cannot avoid that as long as we're alive. But I think meditation is what I would say is being aware of your thoughts. So it's rather than stopping them, it's you're noticing the thoughts that are coming, and it's almost like seeing them coming. I like to think of it as the thoughts come to you just as the clouds pass in the sky. It just comes and then it drifts away, and just having that awareness helps you be in the moment.
But are you supposed to do kind of nothing at that point? You know what I mean? Like you're not multitasking, because nowadays everybody multitasks. Like when it comes to podcasts, I never listen to a podcast. Just listen. I never. I always do something else. Yeah. Like I run, I cook, I go shopping, I cycle, I play a game and listen to a podcast at the same time. That's how I listen to podcasts. I can focus on it because those other activities are often kind of, what's the word for it, like automatic, or
they stimulate another part of your
brain. You're able to do it even if you are a man. So is that how you meditate? That that's the only thing you do. Let's say you sit or lie on the floor, or what? How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, there are many ways to do it that I'm not all familiar with, because this depends on the region of the world they come from, the religion they come from. Yeah. But I think often a good way I like is just focus on the breath. If you really focus on the feeling of breathing in and out, I don't know why it helps, but it just feels amazing. When the more you do it, the better you can get, where your mind is totally focused on the feeling of breathing and there's no worries about tomorrow or anything like that. And I think what I realize in that moment is there is nothing wrong, that everything that is bad in your life pretty much is either some kind of trauma in the past, which really is a memory because it's not, it's in the past, or it's some kind of anxiety about the future. So the present moment is usually perfect. There's not much wrong with it. It's all something you're expecting later that's going to be bad.
No, I love it. I love it. It makes sense. I should do this more often.
Give it a go. Yeah. I could talk about this for hours.
No, that's okay. Okay. So, what about eating then? Like, what should we eat? Like, is this, how important is this then? Because there will be a lot of people who will tell you that, some people will tell you like you should eat, you shouldn't worry about this too much, that if you actually like think about it too much, then that's gonna make you feel anxious and things like that. So like, where do you stand on this whole healthy diet phenomenon?
That's a great point, isn't it? Like, when it gets to the point when you eat a donut and then you beat yourself up, you're like, why did I eat that donut? I'm such a horrible person. Then it's just that stress you're causing yourself is worse than the donut, probably.
So or the pizza, or the frozen pizza.
Yeah. It's nice to have something unhealthy and just feel good about it from time to time, right? But yeah, I guess it's nice to gradually become accustomed to healthy food. It's not forcing yourself to eat something you hate necessarily, but trying something and feeling good about it and finding what healthy foods you like. I guess maybe you would agree it's different for every person. Everyone has a different body.
Even like, what's healthy food? Like, a lot of people understand it differently. We have vegans, we have vegetarians, and there are people who would say that dairy products are healthy, and I don't know, meat is healthy. So you see, like, or is it about processed food? You shouldn't eat any processed food. You shouldn't eat any frozen or ready made meals. You should cook. You should only cook for yourself. So where do you stand on this?
I mean, personally, I'm vegan, so it's not so much about health, it's more about the morality side of it. Maybe it has health benefits, but that doesn't interest me as much in this particular case. If it happens to be healthy, that's good. But I think for me these days, I'm coming to the conclusion that it's just about listening to your body. I noticed, I was kind of paying attention carefully, I noticed my heart was beating quite fast after meals. And I wondered what it could be. And I was thinking about what was in the meals I was having. And I realized it was like very salty. And so I experimented with lowering the salt. And now I don't have much salt. And my heart is fine. I feel quite good now.
So you worked it out by yourself?
Yeah, I was very proud of that. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
So I think a lot of it is just trying things and seeing how you feel. But I guess it's a skill, isn't it, to really notice.
Yeah, it's really important to be able to reflect, because you always want to kind of strive to be better, and to, you mustn't get stuck in the ways you do things. Right? You have to keep that open mind. Mm. You mentioned you're a vegan. I've got one student. She's a vegan herself. So shout out to Helen from France.
Go Helen! Yes.
Fantastic. I like vegan meals a lot. I'm not against it. The thing is, like, I think I cannot be vegan because I simply like cheese too much.
Well, so I don't want to discount your opinion. I just want to say that's exactly what I said before I went vegan.
Yeah. I think for me, it would be much easier to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like I eat meat, but not so much. I have cut down on it quite significantly over the last few years. So I always say I am half vegan.
Yeah. I think that counts for something, doesn't it? Like,
yeah. If people want sorry, to- half vegetarian. Half vegetarian.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Half vegetarian.
I mean, this is a problem, I think, with a lot of vegans are very vocal about wanting everyone to go vegan. But I think if vegans are honest, the way that they themselves went vegan, including me, is having that vegetarian stepping stone. So you go meat eater, vegetarian, vegan. So asking a meat eater to go straight to vegan, I wonder if that is realistic, because it's a huge change to make if you like meat and dairy, you know.
Yeah. It's like you're an elementary student and you want to suddenly become advanced.
yeah, right, maybe. Do you think Czech food is very healthy? Because I don't know if I've tried much. No.
No. Well, don't.
Same as English food.
Beer. Beer is good, though.
Beer is healthy?
Yes. Oh, it's good for your diet. Well, of course, in moderation, right? So it's good for your digestion. Like, if you were to ask me about one thing when it comes to Czech cuisine that it's like good or positive, let's say, it's I guess I would have to name beer. Mm. But of course, if you drink it too much, you become an alcoholic. Don't do that. No. You'll have a pouch. And
I've heard about Czech beer. I've heard it's good. I'm not much of a beer drinker, but.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't know about health benefits though, but maybe I'll have to take it up in moderation.
Well, you know what? Too many people drink soft drinks. Yeah, and
for sure.
I used to visit one woman, she was like in her 70s, because she was like teaching me how to cook and telling me about healthy stuff and things like that. And we would like cook every week, and she would always tell me that I should never drink like Coca-Cola or Fanta or anything like that. But she said water, beer, best healthiest drinks. Yeah. So yeah, it's just about like, don't get drunk too much, I guess. But
yeah,
one small beer is nice.
Yeah. I heard it on a health podcast recently that like one beer, one glass of wine every now and then, it's not really bad. But it's just that excessive drinking, that's when it gets unhealthy. Yeah.
And the problem is that it's easy sometimes to fall into that. What's the word for it? Not trap, but going down the rabbit hole. No, it's not the one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't think
of it. There's one expression, right? Spiral? To go down the spiral?
Yeah, or spiral out of control.
Spiral out of control or something like that. Yeah.
It's a slippery slope. There's another
one. It's a slippery slope, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, one drink leads to two, leads to four.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
All right. So what about sport? What do you make of that?
I think this is where we differ a little bit, where I really dislike competitive sport. I don't know what it is. I just, when it comes to sport, I'm an introvert, I would say. So I love doing activities alone, like hiking. I do longboarding as well, like skateboarding. Anything else? I do like exercise on my own, but that's pretty much it. Just solo stuff. But I don't know if you would call it sports necessarily.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's interesting. So you say, of course, I've already told you I'm quite competitive and I like competitive sport. But for me, even if I look at sports, like individual sports, you are competing with yourself. Like I want to be better. Like, I started running. I've always run. Like I've run for a long time. But let's say this winter, I only ran like once a week and I was putting on weight. And it's also because now I teach, I work from home. I teach using the internet. So I don't walk in the classroom like I used to. So I have to do some sport like that. But it's not enough for me to run just once a week. But now I started running more and I've already lost 5 kilos and I'm feeling so much better.
Amazing.
And I have this app in my phone where I see like how fast I run every time, you know? So yeah, for me,
even competitive alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I agree with you, and I can see analogy. Some maybe it can be detrimental. Yeah, I can see analogy with language learning too. A lot too many English learners are too competitive. In a way, it's in all of us a little bit. We kind of see the other person speaking better English. We might be a little bit jealous or envious or I don't know what's the word,
wishful thinking. Or
yeah, like we want to be like them, right?
Yeah,
not necessarily jealous, but we are just like kind of, oh, I want to speak like that person. Why is it not happening for me? So if you do this too much, you're going to distract yourself. It's going to be a distraction for you. Mm-hmm. You won't be focusing on the process. And it won't be healthy for you. Would you agree with that?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Comparisons is a topic that comes up in my podcast all the time. And it's. I don't know if I made this up. I probably didn't because it sounds too smart for me. So maybe someone else said it. But the only person you should compare yourself with is the person who you were yesterday, is yourself in the past, right? So try to keep improving all the time, but don't worry about what other people are doing. I heard, this definitely isn't me. I heard from another podcast, is why it makes no sense to compare your life to others. Because say if you want to be, a really, David Beckham, I don't know many sports people anymore. I know David Beckham's kind of old school, but like some kind of famous person like David Beckham, people might like really want to have his life, but people only want to have the good side. But in order to have David Beckham's life, you need to accept the good and the bad. So maybe, not with him exactly, but maybe with some people who are famous and they've worked hard to get success. In order to get there, they've had to sacrifice, relationships or health or whatever it is.
Or they didn't party when they were young.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't just pick and choose one aspect of their life. You have to have the whole life if you want to compare. Yeah. So that helps me anyway when I get into that trap.
Brilliant. All right. Michael, I'm going to have to go soon, but would you mind telling us again where my listeners can find you?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. Level Up English Podcast is the name of my show. My personal website, which has links to everything, is ewmichael.com, which is English with Michael, for EW. Yep. You can email me there or whatever. And probably, yeah. And yeah, my website for the podcast is levelupenglish.school. So I've got two websites.
Fantastic. Okay. Thanks. Thanks very much, Michael, for talking to us today and or to me. And keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's been really fun.
You're very welcome. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, go to Zdenek's English Podcast Facebook group or visit zdenekenglishpodcast.podbean.com.
Would you like to become more confident and fluent in English? Would you like to practice speaking regularly with international friends? Would you like to develop your communication skills? Would you like to get more exposure to English and great new routines which are bound to increase your English level? If your answers are yes, 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 and yes, then you should join the Achievers Chamber Discord group and take part in regular events and group lessons with me, Teacher Zdenek, and other members. In this brilliant and growing community, we have members at B1, B2, C1, and even C2 level. There are three different tiers of membership to choose from: basic, silver, and gold, depending on your budget. Our members are from 8 different countries. Bear in mind that most events and lessons take place in the evening of Central European time. For more details about the benefits of the membership and instructions on how to join, head over to teacherzdenek.com.